What's up, Turks and Caicos? That's right, it's Ashley Brooks back again with another episode of Sports on the Go, your weekly update for all things sports. Happy Friday. I hope the week has been great thus far. And as always, we have a jam-packed show for you guys today, so we're going to go ahead and dive right into it. Starting off with some local sports news, the inter-high football season kicks off on tomorrow, and we have a full day of games slated for you guys. So we're going to dive right into those matchups. For Group A boys, we have H.J. Robinson High School versus Marjorie Basin High School. That match is going to start at 11 a.m. In Group B, we have Clement Howell High School versus British West Indies Collegiate. That match will also start at 11 a.m. Continuing in Group B, we have A. Louise Garland versus T. Sips. That match is going to be at 1 p.m. Reverting back to Group A, we have Alpha Christian Academy versus Marjorie Basin High School. That match is going to be at 2 p.m. And finally, in Group A for the boys, we have H.J. Robinson High School versus Raymond Gardner High School. That match will also be at 2 p.m. Moving on to the girls' side of the matches, in Group A, we have H.J. Robinson High School versus A. Louise Garland. That match is going to kick off at 12 p.m. In Group B, we have British West Indies Collegiate versus Precious Treasures. That match is also going to kick off at 12 p.m. And finally, for the girls in Group B, we have Marjorie Basin High School versus Elite High School. That match will kick off at 1 p.m. So all of these games will take place at the National Stadium in Providence, Islay. The entry tickets are $5 for adults and $3 for children. So first game kicks off at 11 a.m. and the last game kicks off at 2 p.m. Again, that's tomorrow, October 4th. So if you're free, definitely go out and support the young people. This is going to be an amazing football season, and we want to show them our support. Moving right along to some regional sports news. President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Ali, has announced several initiatives aimed at increasing the participation of indigenous athletes in the country's main sports, such as cricket, football, and volleyball. While attending the 2025 Heritage Games on Saturday, the president acknowledged that even though indigenous athletes were highly skilled in some sports, they did not have equal opportunities to represent the country on a national stage. More than 800 indigenous athletes from 10 administrative regions are participating in the Heritage Games. President Ali said he had already spoken with the Guyana Cricket Board, the Guyana Football Federation, and the Guyana Volleyball Federation to ensure indigenous teams are included in their structures. He revealed that the retired West Indies captain, Ramnaresh Sawan, has been appointed as the mentor and coach for indigenous talent in cricket, while former West Indies cricketer and coach Roger Harper will lead the development of women's cricket with special focus on indigenous communities. In addition to donating equipment for football, volleyball, and cricket, President Ali said by end of the year, indigenous teams will also compete in national tournaments, stressing that this is part of the One Guyana vision, where there are equal opportunities for every citizen. Moving right along to some cricket news, Director of Cricket at Cricket West Indies, Miles Bascombe, has maintained that there were some bright sparks in the regional side's loss to Nepal in their recently concluded T20I series. Despite sending a young team missing several senior players, the 6th-ranked West Indies were still expected to comfortably defeat 18th-ranked Nepal in their 3-match T20I Udini Cup series last month in the United Emirates. However, the West Indies lost the first 2 matches on their way to suffering an embarrassing 2-1 defeat that sent shockwaves across the cricketing community. It also gave Nepal their first ever win over a full member in any format. Speaking during CWI's quarterly press conference on Wednesday, Bascombe said that the T20I series against Nepal was always going to be challenging due to the construction of the team and available timeline. "We always knew that the turnaround time would have been a challenge. They pretty much had 1 day to acclimatize and 1 practice session going into that series in a very short tournament of 3 matches. If you're not off the ground and running from match 1, you can very much find yourself behind the 8-ball as we did. So I think that the series, albeit a very disappointing loss, we were still able to identify some options. We have seen some players that have come all the way from breakout league all the way through to the international T20 cricket and have shown that they may have what it takes to make the step up to the international level. So While I wouldn't disarm anyone of that emotional response to a West Indies loss to Minnow, we still need to be able to expose our players and give them the opportunity to shine in challenging conditions. I'm quite confident that we have seen some good signs. Well, one thing I can say, and I can go into my TI accent for this, I'm glad I ain't no cricket fan because West Indies will have all kind of stress on my chest. I really don't even know the last time I had something good to report about the West Indies team. And Coach Bascom is talking about, oh, we've seen some positive signs. Lend us your glasses because we ain't seeing what you're seeing, sir. Sorry to tell you. I mean, I am speechless because all season it's been this kind of situation and it's been frustration expressed from fans all across the Caribbean with the West Indies team. So I personally don't know what is needed to turn this franchise around, but losing to teams that you need to beat and losing to teams that you can't beat anyway? Hey, I mean, I don't know. But as always, we'll keep you guys updated with all the latest news from the West Indies cricket team. I apologize if it's causing you stress, but, you know, it's my job to report it, so we'll see what they do. Nevertheless, let's move on. So, next up, we have some international sports news. On last night, we had an NFL matchup between the Rams and the 49ers on Thursday Night Football. The 49ers pulled out the win 26-23 in overtime. So, big time win for them. They moved to 4-1. The LA Rams moved to 3-2. Next up, we had some MLB matches. As you guys know, the playoffs are underway, so we'll bring you the results from Wednesday and the results from yesterday. So, on Wednesday, we had Game 1 Guardians versus Tigers. The Guardians won 6-1. We had Game 1 Padres versus Cubs. The Padres won 3-0. We also had Game 1 Yankees versus Red Sox. The Yankees won 4-3. And we also had Game 1 of the Dodgers versus Reds. The Dodgers won 8-4. On yesterday, we had Game 2, Tigers versus Guardians. The Tigers won 6-3. We had Game 2, Cubs versus Padres. The Cubs won 3-1. And Game 2 of the Yankees versus Red Sox. The Yankees won 4-0. Moving right along, we had some ICC cricket matches on yesterday. So we had Namibia versus Tanzania. Namibia won by 63 runs. We had Nigeria versus Botswana. Nigeria won by 44 runs. We had Kenya versus Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe won by 7 wickets with 30 balls left. We had Uganda versus Malawi. Uganda won by 117 runs. And we had Afghanistan versus Bangladesh. Bangladesh won by 4 wickets with 8 balls left. Next up, we have the finals for the WNBA. Game 1 happens on tonight at 8 p.m. We have the Aces versus the Mercury. So if you want to tune in for some very high-level women's basketball, please do so. And as always, we'll have you guys covered with the updates for the WNBA Finals and let you know how the games are progressing. And last but not least, we have some MLS matches over the weekend coming up starting tomorrow. So we have DC United versus Charlotte, Montreal versus Nashville, FC Dallas versus the LA Galaxy, Inter Miami versus New England, Philadelphia versus New York City, Orlando City versus Columbus, New York Red Bulls versus Cincinnati, Chicago versus Toronto, Houston Dynamo versus San Diego FC, Minnesota versus Sporting KC, Austin versus St. Louis, Real Salt Lake versus Colorado, and the Seattle Sounders versus Portland. So a weekend jam-packed with MLS action. For all my soccer fans, definitely tune in if you're interested. So my good people, that's my time for today. Again, my name is Ashley Brooks. This was Sports on the Go right here on Radio Turks and Caicos, 89.1 FM, the number one station in the nation. I hope you guys have an amazing Friday, an amazing weekend, and I'll see you right back here on Monday, same place, same time.